Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Don't look up. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
World War II, the Office of Strategic Services, the precursor to the CIA, hatched a plan to defeat Erwin Rommel, a ruthless German World War II general, nicknamed the Desert Fox, by engineering a weapon that was unconventional, deadly, surprising, and bizarre. But this whole plan was not meant to be, which meant Project Capricious, the drop of synthetic goat feces on German soldiers, thankfully, and oddly, did not take shape. Today on Ghost Town, the very short history of Project Capricious. In February 1942, General Rommel's Afrika Korps, the German expeditionary force in Africa during World War II, nearly obliterated U.S. forces in the area. At this point, and rightly so, Americans became worried that their defeat would encourage then-fascist Spain to join the Axis powers against the Allies. Meanwhile, the Germans were gathering troops in Morocco, likely to cut off the railroad from Casablanca to Algiers, the sole supply line for the exhausted Allied forces. Because of this, a secret, creative operation was needed for a surprise attack, something covert, something to debilitate Afrika Korps and ensure the Allied supply chain would continue. So the OSS thought of an idea. Flies. Yes, the small, insect kind. The first incarnation of Project Capricious was to weaken enemy forces by using flies covered in pathogens. But this idea was half-baked. Flies were hard to cultivate and to also cover in pathogens, so OSS research director Stanley P. Lovell took it upon himself to find a different solution. Lovell was creative in his military schemes, once known for ordering nets to be erected above the Pennsylvania Hotel in an attempt to capture bats, so the bats could be used as bomb carriers. This did not happen, but was creative and gave Lovell a reputation for ingenuity in the field. But back to flies. So Lovell decided to enact his plan, and to do so, he would have to outsource to local carriers. I'll explain. While outlandish, Lovell was no fool. He knew flies loved feces. With a bit of research, he discovered that there were more goats than people in Morocco, and goats are prolific producers of feces. Lovell decided he'd put his laboratory cultured pathogens into goat feces, which would be eaten up by flies, which would swarm Germans and make them sick. Genius, right? Perhaps. According to Jeffrey Lockwood, author of Six-Legged Soldiers, Using Insects as Weapons of War, quote, the OSS collaborated closely with the Canadian entomological warfare experts to launch one of the most preposterous innovations in the history of clandestine weaponry, synthetic goat dung. Of course, flies are no fools. They won't be taken in by any old brown lump. So the OSS team added a chemical attractant. The nature of this lure is not clear, but a bit of sleuthing provides some clues. Allied scientists might have crafted a chemical dinner bell by collecting and concentrating the stinky chemicals that we associate with human feces, indole and the appropriately named scatole. While these extracts would have worked, the more likely attractant was a blend of organic acids, some of which had been known for 150 years. Two of the smallest of these are caproic and caprylic acids, which, by no coincidence, derive their names from caprinus, meaning goat. Entomologically astute, Lovell named the operation Project Capricious. So with the scent to entice the flies, Lovell's team then coated the rubbery pellets in bacteria to complete the lures. All the American soldiers had to do was drop loads of pathogenic feces over towns and villages where the Germans made camp, and millions of local flies would be drawn to the bait, pick up a dose of the microbes, and deliver the bacteria to the enemy. Simple, right? Lovell worried about keeping the operation top secret, so local Moroccans had to be kind of primed, convinced that finding random goat feces on their roofs in the morning after an Allied aircraft flew over their homes was a total coincidence. In the end, however, the plan did not get greenlit. Just as Project Capricious was winding up, General Rommel's Africa Corps were withdrawn from Spanish Morocco. In retrospect, the German troops might have preferred to take their chances with goat dung on roofs and microbial flies, given that Hitler was sending them to the bloody siege of Stalingrad.